This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. It's a Sunday morning, March 16th. You a Hart fan?
Yeah.
You a fan of Ann and Nancy? Well, it's Nancy's birthday today.
Really?
Okay. Nancy Wilson. Not that Nancy Wilson.
Not the Nancy with the other Nancy Wilson.
The other Nancy Wilson. Anyway, happy birthday to her. Ed, Sam, and Greg, as we welcome, we should make this his way.
I don't know if he's like hard to be as we is. But
he better not have nothing bad to say about Ann and Nancy. Nancy's doing all right. She's doing better now, I think. Ann is. Anyway, Mr. Scarborough, good morning. We have been waiting to speak with you today.
Gentlemen, this is the day. This is the day. It's Christmas morning for me in college basketball. I'm loving it. Good morning.
Wow, I'm picturing him walking around in his pajamas.
slippers road and a pipe.
And a pipe and some spiked eggnog.
Flannel.
Okay.
There we go. Then we just go ahead.
The Let's Dance should be the music that we play, right?
Yeah.
David Bowie. It's dance time. It's time to go.
The fact that you pulled that out is more impressive.
And that,
he brought up some David. When I woke up this morning, I did not think Tim Scarborough was going to reference David Bowie.
Yep. But there it is.
So
there it is. Talk about today, and my goodness, there are a lot of teams that have sealed their bids. I mean, you and I were hanging out Friday night down at the SWAC tournament, and I hope everybody made it out before the storm hit last night. I was really concerned that game was a 9:30 tip-off, but Alabama State is the team that gets the bid from the SWAC. But thoughts about some of the other teams that have made it in so far?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, it's interesting. That was so great to hang out with you. And Greg, I got to tell you, you know, Sam got me behind the velvet rope the other night. You know, I was back all week, and he got me in a section of the building I didn't even know existed. It was a black curtain, and they had all this food and all these celebrities and big-name people in there. I'm like, okay, Sam, thank you, brother. Thank you for letting me hang. But that Alabama State winning that tournament, Jackson State was probably favored to win after Southern went out. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It was four schools that had their men's and women's teams get in as the number one seed going into their conference tournaments. It was Liberty, my team, Southern, High Point, and Norfolk State. All those teams got into the tournament except for Southern's men.
Wow.
in the SWAC, and Southern's men lost in the quarterfinal round. So, the SWAC was unpredictable, but Alabama State was one of the hotter teams at the end, and they won it. It was a lot of fun. But to answer your question about who else, you know, I was glad some of these. It's a lot of these leagues where the number one seed, fortunately for the bubble teams, is winning their leagues. You know, I think of Drake. That was a big one because they were 29. They had 29 wins, so they needed to win that last week to get their 30th win. But if they had lost, they probably would have got an at-large bid, and that would have been a one-bid league that would have had two teams in. So that's what you have to look for when you start thinking about these bubble teams. If one-bid leagues or two-bid leagues turn into three-bid leagues, then, you know, it could be an issue. And I think of Atlantic 10 today. George Mason made their first Atlantic 10 tournament championship since joining the Atlantic 10. Remember, when they made the Final Four, they were in the CAA.
Right.
But now they're playing VCU, another Final Four participant from the CAA back in the day. Now those two teams are in Atlantic 10, and VCU is no stranger to the championship game. I believe this is their seventh of 10 years. So, but if George Mason were to win, I think VCU still gets in. So there's a bubble team bid that would get stolen by VCU. So there's going to be a lot of Ram fans out there for those bubble teams.
Two things. One is, Tim, when you hang out with Mr. Crenshaw, as you were mentioning earlier, it's walking with royalty. So do not be surprised that doors open that you didn't even know were there to existed. You know, they got some of these rooms with a fake door there and it don't really open. When you with Sam,
he pulls the book off the shelf, and all of a sudden, you know, it opens to
it's
a whole
almost like
new world.
Like a speakeasy. You knock on, Sam.
Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah,
you're in the door. The other thing is, again, Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You mentioned the men and the women in some of the programs. And so my question is it a foregone conclusion that your focus is all on the men, or have the women got your interest too?
I definitely do watch the women, not as closely because I'm only one person. It's a lot of basketball to watch. But Norfolk State is one that I was keeping my eye on closely in the MEAC. They won 30 games this year. They'll probably get – I think it's unfair to a number one, but they'll probably get a 16 or 15 seed.
You think so? They got win over SEC schools, man.
I get that.
Norfolk State got wins over Missouri and Auburn.
The disrespect that goes on in those rooms, though, that's what I'm saying.
And he's been in the room, Sam.
There's a difference between what they deserve and what they'll get, right? So, I'm with you, Sam. I advocate for the mid-majors – men's and women's side. So
But yeah, Norfolk State, they're gonna beat somebody this week. So good luck against that lower seeded team.
Yeah, folks, that's what we're talking about. And today is the day, right? You know, we're gonna find out later on Selection Sunday. Pleased to be joined on the waitfor.com hotline by Tim Scarborough. And he is social. You can always find him at TimScar20 at TimScar20 as we watch this. A lot of things happen this time of year, Tim, and we talk about, you know, used to be when you got to the Final Four, that was the coaches' convention. And many of young coach with aspirations to climb higher would come with their resumes in hand because it's the coaches' convention. And that's usually where a lot of people interview people for jobs. You can't wait that long anymore because as soon as season's in, guys are hitting the transfer portal. This week, Iowa and Villanova let their coaches go. Those are big jobs, and those jobs, they may be filled before we get to the Final Four.
Probably will. And you're right, Sam. The paradigm has shifted. It used to be people would kind of wait to the end of March, early April, and meet in person. But, you know, those phone calls were still happening. But now the decisions are being made. So, there's a lot of good jobs that you mentioned. You know, the Virginia job's still open, too. Tony Bennett retired. Ron Sanchez is the interim. I don't know if he gets that job. So that's another huge one. But Villanova certainly, you know, as a Philadelphia guy, I'm looking closely to that one. Kyle Neptune never made the tournament. And Villanova is used to national championships. So to not even make the tournament, you know, Kyle Neptune, unfortunately for him, I was really pulling for him. But he had to go.
Do you want to know what we were talking about earlier, Tim?
Yeah, sure.
I brought up something, you know, just as we were kind of glossing over college basketball and wondered aloud whether or not they would institute another trophy or another award, you know, to give out after or in representative of the tournament. So you got the national champion, obviously, and then you have the, Sam said, the outstanding player of the year award or the tournament award. But I was just wondering if there was a shot. Like, what was the best shot during the tournament? Something like that. And I said, who would you name that award after? And I said to Sam, well, he brought up Jordan and he brought up Keith Smart, right? Indiana, going back there in the day. I brought up Chris Bryant, without even hesitation. Because he hit that shot, won it, game over, good night, everybody.
Oh, man, there's so many. There's so many.
One. I figured you'd like that, being from Philly and Villanova guy.
Oh, yeah. Chris Jenkins. Yeah.
Oh, I said Bryant? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Chris Jenkins. Thank you for correcting me. How come you didn't correct me?
I'm here to bring accuracy to the show.
Well, Sam let me go with this. And Noel, they should have corrected me. But go ahead. That's what we were talking about.
But yeah, for me, that's the biggest shot in history because I was pulling for Villanova like nobody's business. But Tyus Edney, how about when he goes coast to coast versus Missouri in 95 versus UCLA versus Missouri in the Sweet 16 round? UCLA ends up winning the national championship. They don't win if he doesn't hit that shot. How about Christian Laettner when he beat 92 in Philadelphia? I think, Sam, you told me you were there.
Yeah.
And that's on brand, right? 92 the game, you know, 1992. Christian Laettner.
That's it. Yeah, but everybody hates Christian Laettner.
Not everybody.
Right. They made a 30 for 30 about how much everybody hates Christian Laettner.
Yeah, not everybody.
Yeah, very true. But the Grant Hill, that's called the Grant Hill play there, right?
Yep.
Grant Hill throws a 94-foot pass. So, there's been so many plays like that. And we'll see some of those, the imagery this week on CBS and Turner. So I'm really looking forward. I just can't tell you how excited this is.
Now, let me tell you what I'm really looking forward to. And as far as I'm concerned, there's only one story left in this tournament. And it takes me back to when the Patriots are winning all those Super Bowls and they got investigated by the NFL. I forgot which gate it was, but they had a gate, right? And then they went and won the Super Bowl, and you had that cringeworthy moment where you had to watch Roger Goodell, who was asking for Tom Brady's phone and investigating the team and all that, and then he had to give Belichick that trophy. I want to see that this year with St. John's, and I want them those to have to give Rick Pitino another trophy. That's the story for me. I can't wait because, plus, how many national championships will this be for him? Three?
I think three. Yes, he.
So he's in that.
He went to the Final Four at Providence, but he did not win it.
Right.
And then Kentucky, of course, and Louisville, 2013, here in Atlanta. So, yeah, that would be great.
He's in rarefied air with three.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's not going to happen. But yeah, I would love to see it.
When we talk about that won't happen, but what about the team that beat Louisville last night and the fact that they did it minus their megastar? What does that say about this tournament that is coming up? And he's supposed to be available. I mean, and my thing is this: they could probably go the first two rounds without really needing Flag to play for them, right?
Yeah, I agree. Duke is a juggernaut, and it's not just Cooper Flag. If you watch Duke, you realize that. You know, Flag only averages 17 points a game, but Duke's scoring in the 90s routinely. So that tells you they got other guys. But yeah, I think the first two rounds. Well, you know, first round for sure. You know, the 16-1, probably not going to happen like it's happened in the past. Virginia lost one, and, you know, Purdue, both of them. But, you know, Duke ain't those schools, right?
So, right.
Cooper Flagg, I think, can certainly play without him that first day. I'd be worried about the second day, depending on what number 8 team is coming to them, 8-9 matchup. So, but hopefully Cooper comes back this weekend, like at the end of the weekend, and Duke goes on, because that's a championship-worthy team. Auburn has struggled a bit recently, but they are still probably going to be the number one overall seed. But with Cooper Flagg going out, Duke is telling the public he's available. The reason they're doing that, whether he is or not, no one really knows, but let's hope he is. But the reason they're doing that is because the committee will take that into consideration and demote you if your star is not playing. So hopefully Duke still gets a number one. I think they will. But, I think a lot of this stuff has already been decided, if we're being honest.
Yep, that's what we're watching. We'll talk about the job that's being done there at Duke, because, you know, you talk about the coach that comes in at Villanova, and he doesn't make it, right? And as Greg always likes to say, you don't want to be the man that follows the man. But somehow, that's working fine at Duke.
And I have a theory, but go ahead. Go ahead, Tim.
No, I agree with all of that. And Kyle Neptune following, you know, Jay Wright is a prime example, but there's certainly others. But there's some good ones, too. Think about when Judd Heathcote left Michigan State.
Right.
You know, and now Tom Izzo is probably a bigger name coach than Judd Heathcote. So it could happen. Dean Smith, it took a little bit before Roy Williams got there. You know, two or three coaches between Roy and Dean. So
what we're looking for here is we're looking for the next George Seifert.
Yeah, exactly. So you went to the NFL. I always loved.
Well, I just say he came in after Bill Walsh and then didn't miss a beat. They won a championship. They won a Super Bowl.
Would you give Jimmy Johnson when he left that team and then
that don't count.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Nah, nobody gives that to Barry Switzer.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow.
That's an easy one. I'm here for the Barry Switzer disrespect.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
All right. The big question, will the ACC only get three teams in, or would North Carolina make it in today and give them four teams? Right now, ACC only looking like three teams.
Embarrassing. They got 18 teams in that conference. And, you know, people can say that they beat each other up, but the SEC is an example of, you know, everybody can eat, right? The SEC may get certainly 12 for sure. They may get 13. But yeah, ACC is down. Let's just be honest. Despite the fact that Duke is still near the top of the country, North Carolina, not so much. And that's another example, right? You got Roy Williams retiring and Hubert Davis takes over, and he's not had that program where Roy Williams had it. So, but they have talent, which is just, you know, head scratching at times. North Carolina's got a lot of scorers and players. You know, they made a tremendous comeback the other night versus Duke. But to me, that should not be enough. They didn't win the game. I don't want to see North Carolina in there. I would rather see Kennesaw State in there before North Carolina.
Wow.
And Kennesaw doesn't have the record, of course. But if you watch Kennesaw play, Bradley, another team, they lost to Drake in the championship game. They gave Drake all they wanted. And Drake won 30 games this year. In the MVC. So there's a lot of different teams out there that may not have the resume, But I think they beat Carolina in a head-to-head matchup. But Carolina might squeeze in because of who they are. And that's the part of this whole selection process that bothers me a little bit as a basketball purist.
Well, we want to thank him.
Yeah.
It's nice having young Timmy here on this Christmas morning in his nice flannels. And it's time to go get another cup of coffee and maybe a...
I'm about to go open these gifts.
Yeah, go open these gifts and a little pig on the blanket on a stick, you know, and have a little breakfast there. But thank you as always, buddy. We're not done with you. We'll be reaching out to you again soon. But thank you as always, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Got lots more strong opinions, so yeah, bring me back.
All right. There you go. Tim Scarborough joining us here.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.